Grace, mercy, and peace to all of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text to which I draw your attention today talks about evangelism. Kind of sensitive subject sometimes, but we'll kick it around a little bit here this morning. A text comes to us from St. Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, chapter 5, just one verse, verse 20. Paul writes, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." This is our text for today. Dear friends in Christ, probably the place to start here is to define the word ambassador. We are ambassadors. Well, what is an ambassador? Looked it up in the dictionary and it says, an ambassador is an appointed diplomatic agent or representative. Well, it's all well and good, but what is a diplomat if we are to be appointed diplomats? Well, back to the dictionary again. A diplomat, it says, is one skilled in handling affairs without hostility. All right, then, let's see. An ambassador is someone appointed to carry messages to others and to do so without causing any trouble. And get this, the messages being carried are not those of the ambassador, but rather they are messages from the person or persons who appointed the ambassador. And because that is the case, there are a couple very important rules with regard to ambassadors that we have to keep in mind. First of all, the messenger should never be held accountable for the content of the message, be it good news or bad news. The messenger should be allowed safe arrival and departure. He is never to be taken prisoner. He is not to be punished or threatened in any way. He is not to be delayed in his departure for any reason. An ambassador should be free to come and go as he pleases. And he should be given every opportunity to carry a response to his messages back to the people who sent him. And it should be understood upon his return that he is not to blame for any negative response to the message. Well, you see what we have here. An ambassador is a kind of a neutral, non-combatant person allowed to go back and forth between a different peoples. There's an old saying, says, don't kill the messenger. The messenger is to be given a diplomatic sanctuary, so to speak. He is not to be considered an agent of war, as would be any soldier or sailor or airman. And for the most part, this has been the case. You know, that ambassadors, as long as they don't engage in acts of armed conflict or participate in a subversive activity or incite the local population to discord, generally speaking, ambassadors have the freedom to come and go as they please. Now, this is not to suggest that ambassadors are immune to trepidation. After all, you have to think about it. Quite often they are sent into the enemy's lair, so to speak. And it is difficult to imagine an hospitable reception under those conditions. It's not likely to be a friendly encounter, if you know what I mean. And history has shown that not everyone has adopted the rule, don't kill the messengers. On occasion, ambassadors have been burned at the stake, drawn and quartered, beheaded, or sent to the gallows. And as you might expect, these exceptions, you know, the fact that some ambassadors have been mistreated, these exceptions have resulted in the job of ambassador being a little bit on the dangerous side. perhaps not in all cases, but most certainly in situations where the people to whom he's being sent are known to be barbarians or have shown themselves to be impatient or easily angered or have had a history of persecuting ambassadors in the past. So, what are we going to do with our text for today? St. Paul says, and it's very clear, we, you and I, are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors. What are the risks in being ambassadors for Christ? Is it fair to assume that the same risks apply to an ambassador for Christ as apply to the ambassadors for, say, the United States or any other country in the world? Well, let's take a look here and see if, first of all, if the definition applies. Christ has appointed us to represent him, so we are appointed to represent someone. And we are to do so in a way that doesn't promote hostility. That's a kind of diplomatic approach. And as his agents, carrying his message to others, we are therefore his ambassadors. So the fact is, if the definition applies, then the risks must apply as well. And indeed they do. However, it's not likely that we, as ambassadors for Christ, will be burned at the stake, or drawn and quartered, or beheaded and sent to the gallows. Although, to be honest with you, there are places where Christians are not welcome in the world today, places where they are stopped at the border, and sometimes even taken into custody, and worse. So let's see, how does that go again? We, you and I, are ambassadors for Christ. Actually, that's what we call evangelism here in the church. Being an ambassador for Christ is doing evangelism. Now, I'm not sure that all of us welcome that particular assignment. How about you? Do you like doing evangelism? Well, I'll tell you quite honestly, I get a little concerned about doing it myself from time to time. So the question is, how does the church encourage evangelism in an environment that may not be particularly friendly? How do we encourage evangelism in an environment that may in fact be quite hostile? Or an environment that is at the very least unknown to us, that is until we get there, start delivering Christ's message, and see how that message is received. So how do we encourage people to do that? Well, we have a board of evangelism here at Trinity, and it's been grappling with that question for quite some time. In fact, we ask ourselves constantly, how can we be sure that Christ's ambassadors sent from a Trinity are not met with hostility? How can we be sure that they won't be subjected to an unwelcome situation? And here's another question for you. Since all of our ambassadors here at Trinity are going to be volunteers, and volunteers are, by definition, not required to do anything they don't want to do, volunteers are not paid, and therefore they can quit at a moment's notice. Volunteers are not bound by any contractual commitment. So you see, what the Board for Evangelism struggles with is a two-part dilemma. How do we get ambassadors for Christ here at Trinity in the first place? And how do we keep them once we have them? That's obviously a couple of rather important questions. Well, the answers to those two questions came to our Board for Evangelism in what's called a brainstorming session. That's where everybody on the board sits around a table and tosses out ideas We write all of those ideas on the board. Then we sit back and look at the whole mess to see if something jumps out at us in the way of an idea as to how to proceed. Well, as we looked at all of these suggestions, the solution was as obvious as the nose on our faces. What we have to do is to be careful not to deliberately send our ambassadors into harm's way, and to develop a plan that takes away as many risks as possible. If we expect anybody to do this job, those things have to be in place. Well, we thought about it a little bit, and the term that seemed best to describe this kind of plan was friendship evangelism. Well, I thought about it a little bit, and I'm thinking maybe we'd do well to get rid of the word evangelism. You know, that word tends to evoke trepidation in one's heart. Going up to perfect strangers to deliver Christ's message, well, without knowing how it might be received, that's a kind of scary thought, isn't it? Knocking on a stranger's door without knowing who's going to open the door and how they will react to our being there, that's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? So maybe evangelism is not the word to use. Maybe something like friendship connections would be a little better. Wouldn't sound nearly as menacing. In fact, it might even come quite naturally. Since we're all very comfortable with our friends, we make new friends all the time, and that's kind of fun to do. And in fact, talking to our friends about almost anything is very easy. Now, as ambassadors for Christ, we are his agents. We are to carry a very special message for him. And the message, of course, the message we have is very simple and non-threatening. God loves us. He wants us with him forever. He sent his son to make that possible. Through him, the promise is made of eternal life. And by him, the fulfillment of that promise is guaranteed. That's it. That is the extent of the message that we have to carry on Christ's behalf. There's nothing about that message that should evoke hostility. There's nothing about that message that should provoke a person to anger. You see, it's all good news and should be taken as such by any friend we share it with. Well, what the Evangelism Board is doing now is to work on ways to make some friendship connections for Christ. And then through those connections, to make the good news known to our friends, both old and new. I'm going to tell you something. I think as we take this message to our friends, not to strangers, but to our friends, we discover very quickly that rarely, if ever, do they kill the messenger. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that you and I have knowing that when we take Christ's message to friends, it will almost always be well received. May that peace keep us in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.